Cork's Red FM.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the lads, like, were probably told beforehand that they might get this guard of honour thing, which all Ireland teams get, like, but then when the ball is turning, it's a different situation. But, like, Kerry started very well, but, like, in fairness to Cork, like, they just came back in after 10 minutes squabbling order, you know, they were level with them. So, like, it was a very good game. Like, I thought I'd see a bit of rustiness from both teams, but both teams were very willing, and it was very entertaining. And, like, to see, like, at one stage, I suppose, towards the end of it, when Cork equalised, he was kind of saying, that's not bad to come out of Tralee with a draw match, but they went down and won it, which was a great bonus. And they probably slightly deserved it too, I suppose, after coming back from the goal that went at a crucial time there, came back from that, like, so, you know, obviously Cork men being biased, but I think, they, you know, they might have shaded it in performance-wise as well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think looking at the first half, then Cork were 6 points to four up after 12 minutes, but then there was a 20-minute spell where Kerry outscored Cork by 6 points to one, and they were 3 points up. Kerry looked like they were going to go in at the break with a three-point lead, but Donegh O'Connor got 2 points there to narrow the gap, and I think that was very important going into the second half.
It is. There seems to be stages like that in matches there in last year as well, where, you know, like, you, that teams are dominating, and then the other team gets a turn at it as well. And I think it's just that how you react when you get your when you get your time, you know, like, you get your 10 minutes corner, it's how you react and how much you score in that time. And every time that Cork came into it, they just came back into it, and then they got scores. Like, so, like, Cork are fairly, like, looking again today. Now, we haven't seen them since September, like, and you can look at them a bit closer now, maybe in National League. They are a very big team, like, and they're very they're a busy team as well. You know, sometimes big fellas. In the old days, big fellas would be tend to be lazy, and the small fellas would be busy. But now you have very big fellas on the Kerry or on the Cork team, and they're busy as well. Like, so, they're very hard. They're a tough team, like, to get on top of them. And as you saw today, I say Kerry threw a lot at them today, like, and they still came out Kerry losing. You know, so, like, it augurs well for the rest of the year for Cork. They seem today, it's a long way to go, but they certainly have the right attitude after coming back from an All Ireland. They still have a good hungry attitude. You know.
Yeah, Denis, the majority of that Cork panel would only be back from the team holiday in South Africa a couple of weeks now at this stage. I mean, and they looked quite sharp and very fit as well. That's obviously a huge positive from today.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't have surprised me today if Kerry came along today and won it by 4 or 5 points, you know, appetite-wise, and playing the All-Ireland champions and all that, and, like, Cork are learning to be, how do they react as champions as well. So it certainly wouldn't have surprised me today if Kerry did, but Cork, like, as you say, came back from their holidays and everything like that, and they look fit and they look hungry. So, as I say, it looks well for the rest of the year, you know. So, you know, things are good. I mean, they have hard matches ahead of them. They have Dublin, and all the matches are hard, I suppose. But, like, that's a great start to have 2 points in the bag already.
Yeah, Denis, will Jack O'Connor be quite frustrated tonight, because the reports recently are that Kerry have been training very, very hard for over the past few weeks, and that they're seriously making a go of it in terms of preparation. They're leaving no stone unturned, yet they lose to a Cork team who've only got a couple of weeks preparation under their belt in their own backyard. He'll be quite annoyed, I'd say.
Oh, I'd say, yeah. I mean, he would be a bit annoyed. The only thing is that, like, Kerry will have to get used to the situation sometimes. Like, they're usually champions, and you know, that we're Cork or the challengers. No, it's reverse. So, like, he is building a new team, all right? Like, a lot of fellas today that are smaller and younger, I suppose, for the want of a word. Like, Cork are definitely bigger than him. I mean, I just noticed today, like, you know, fellas weren't filling the Kerry jersey as much as the Cork were filling the Cork jersey. So, like, he'll have to stay with it, like, and which he will. Like, it's a long road, and, like, he's definitely building a team, like, but, like, he certainly has some promising fellas there today, like Keenan and one or two of the other forwards. So, like, Darren O'Sullivan was man of the match, but he looked good at centre-forward. But, so, he, like, you just have to stick with it. I mean, we've been good for years. Connor stuck with it, and, you know, before him, to his Billy, and we were always the challenger. So, we'll see how Jack reacts to being a challenger, no one, and yeah, he'll have to be patient, but that's their problem, not ours, you know.